Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the third Sunday in Lent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the third Sunday in Lent is taken from St. John chapter 2 with special attention to the following verses. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple, with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade. His disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house will consume me. So the Jews said to him, what sign do you show us for doing these things? Jesus answered them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, O Day of Rest and Gladness. Amen.
Oh,
us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to show the same honor, respect, and reverence Jesus had for God's house of prayer. The words of Jesus himself, it is written, my house will be called the house of prayer. The words of the psalmist, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. John chapter 2, with special attention to verse 16 as follows. And Jesus told those who sold the pigeons, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. If I were to ask you this morning, are we glad to go to the house of the Lord? What would you say right now? Yes, are you and I always glad to go to the house of the Lord on Sunday, the Lord's day? The words of the psalmist, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, O day of rest and gladness, O day of joy and light, sing holy, holy, holy to the great God triune. Or are we sometimes reluctant and don't feel like going to church to worship him? I am too tired, or I need to catch up with my sleep and get some rest. Or what is even worse, I have other plans on Sundays. I want to go camping, fishing, hiking, or skiing. Whatever it is, I'm certain that all of us have been tempted not to go to the house of the Lord to worship him. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. And yet for Jesus, it was never an issue not to go. On the contrary, already at the age of 12, when Jesus and his parents, Mary and Joseph, went to the temple in Jerusalem for the Jewish Passover, and his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. What was Jesus' immediate response to them? Jesus said, why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house? In the King James Version of the Bible, we read, didn't you know I must be in my Father's house? So for Jesus, it was never an issue not to go. On the contrary, going to the temple was an important part of Jesus' life as a child and teenager, and later after he began his 3-year public ministry. Jesus had just attended a wedding at Cana in Galilee, where he had performed his first miracle, turning water into wine. And after the wedding, which usually lasted for 7 days, he was getting ready to go to the temple in Jerusalem, since it was the Jewish Passover. As a matter of fact, all Jewish men were required and expected to go to Jerusalem every year for at least one of the 3 feasts, either the Feast of Passover, Pentecost, or the Tabernacles. And that's precisely what Jesus did as he went to Jerusalem. And unlike the synagogues, which were treated more like a meeting place for people to discuss important social, economic, and political community affairs, the temple was always a special place for him. The temple was always considered the house of God and treated with great honor, respect, and reverence. But as soon as Jesus arrived at the temple of Jerusalem, he found men selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, as well as the money changers sitting in the courtyard. And how does Jesus react to the buying and selling at the temple? Jesus immediately drove them all out of the temple with a whip of cords. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verse 12, we read that Jesus drove out all who were buying and selling, and then overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. As a matter of fact, this is the only time during his 3-year public ministry that Jesus ever got angry as the Son of Man, and yet without committing a sin. Jesus used his righteous indignation to throw them out of the temple courts, not only because it had become a noisy, smelly marketplace, but because they robbed the temple of its sanctity. We read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, in which Jesus expressed his deep concern for the house of the Lord. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 21, verse 13, "It is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." Jesus quoted from the Old Testament scriptures, the first part from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 7, "For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations." And then from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 11, "Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you?" Yes, Jesus was overcome with great emotion when they turned the house of God into a den of robbers. Jesus said, "It is written, my house will be called the house of prayer." And that's why we also take great pride and show our own respect and reverence every time we walk into our church, God's house of prayer, here at Shepherd in the Pines. This house of prayer is a special place for us as we worship him, sing and pray to him, listen to his word, and celebrate his holy sacraments. It is also a special place of worship every time we celebrate a baptism, a wedding, or wedding anniversary, and especially when we seek comfort from God's word at a memorial service as we grieve and mourn the death of a loved one. It is also here in God's house that we find hope and peace, God's love, mercy, kindness, and compassion when we are faced with problems, trials, and tribulations in life. And that's precisely how Jesus felt every time he walked into the temple of Jerusalem. It was always a special place for him to pray, to meditate, and listen to God's word. But this time, unfortunately, as Jesus walked into the temple of God, they weren't worshiping or praying or reading the word. No, they were not. On the contrary, they were making a mockery of it as they showed total disrespect and dishonor to God's house of prayer. So it wasn't any surprise to witness Jesus' anger against them as he overturned their tables and threw them out of the temple courts, as it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." And as a result of Jesus' actions, the religious leaders began to fear him. We read in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 11, verse 18, that the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, as they regarded Jesus as a dangerous threat to their whole way of life. This was perhaps the first time that the religious leaders had ever shown any fear of Jesus as he took the law into his own hands instead of always turning the other cheek. They had never seen Jesus act with such physical force before by overturning their tables and throwing them out of the temple courts. So the Jews were determined to kill him and even challenge him, saying, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" In the New International Version of the Bible, we read in John chapter 2, verse 18, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all of this?" In other words, who gave you the authority to do this, to drive us out of the temple courts? And it is interesting to note how Jesus responded to them. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." But the Jews replied to him, saying, "It has taken 46 years to build a temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? Unfortunately, they just did not understand the saying of Jesus, as he was talking about the resurrection of his own body on the third day. But his disciples remembered and understood later. We read in the last part of our text, "When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this." Yes, after Jesus had suffered and died on the cross and risen from the dead on the third day, they remembered just as he had told them. And then his disciples believed the scriptures and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Do we observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy? Do we also show our honor, respect, and reverence to God's house of prayer? And are we always glad to come to the house of the Lord on Sunday, the Lord's day? The words of the psalmist, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Or are we sometimes reluctant and don't feel like going? I'm too tired right now. Or I need to catch up with my sleep and get some rest. Or what is even worse, I have other plans on Sundays. I want to go fishing, camping, skiing, or hiking. Whatever it is, the temptation is always there not to go to the house of the Lord. Yes, whenever we have not always shown our honor, respect, and reverence to God's house of prayer, we have not always kept the Sabbath day holy. We have not always been glad to go to the house of the Lord. God the Father forgives us again through His Son, Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. God's promise in the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I hope and pray that by God's grace and love, and with His help and guidance, we will strive to show the honor, respect, and reverence God expects from us for His house of prayer. Not only that, but as we strive to take the time on Sundays to worship Him, to sing and pray to Him, to listen to His word, and to celebrate His holy sacraments. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit. As we listen to the words of Jesus, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer. The words we are going to sing in the next hymn, open now thy gates of beauty, Zion, let me enter there, where my soul in joyful duty waits for God who answers prayer. Oh, how blessed is this place, filled with solace, light, and grace, in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we also show the same honor, respect, and reverence Jesus had for God's house of prayer. The words of Jesus, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, open now thy gates of beauty. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us and empower us today through your Holy Spirit as you challenge us again to show the same honor, respect, and reverence Jesus had for God's house of prayer. The words of Jesus, "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house? And it is written, my house will be called the house of prayer." Father, we thank you that our church here at Shepherd in the Pines is open again, indoors, to worship you in your house of prayer. Father, we also thank you for the ongoing prayers and the financial support for our ministry from all the members and friends of our church and others listening to our weekly Sunday broadcast. Father, we also pray that you will continue to keep us always safe and healthy, to help everyone to get their vaccinations, to move our state government, to open our schools and small businesses, the federal government to provide help to the unemployed and the small businesses, and move the United States Congress to approve and send out the stimulus checks to the millions and millions of people in our nation in need of financial help. Heavenly Father, we bring all these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Lord Jesus Christ, be present now." Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this third Sunday in Lent, we now conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "O Worship the King, All Glorious Above." Amen.